Mark Milton, St. Louis tax lawyer, has joined the slot for the first time ever. And he's filed something that's really interesting. And actually, it kind of applies to me in a sense. He's filed a lawsuit against the city challenging their decision to not offer refunds to non-residents who still paid a St. Louis city tax in 2020. So make this as easily explainable as possible, please, Mark.
Sure, Frank. So our lawsuit that we filed applies to non-residents. So people who live outside the city of St. Louis who had the 1% earnings tax withheld from their city-based employer during the pandemic. In the past, the city has always issued refunds to people based on the number of days they worked outside the city, because the ordinance says you're only liable for the tax for the days you work or perform services in the city. It's very clear. In the city means physically in the city. Well, what happened? The pandemic, everyone started working from home. 75% of the earnings tax gets paid by non-residents. The city late in the year says, we're going to not issue refunds for tax year 2020. They changed their refund form to say you cannot include teleworking days. So we filed a lawsuit back in March after the first person was denied their refund, saying, hey, this is not right. You're violating the statute, and you're also violating constitutional rights. And we're seeking class action status. So people like you, if you are a non-resident, work from home when you were doing broadcasts from your home, you should be entitled to a percentage based on the number of days you work from home.
Put this into real terms. Let's say somebody makes $50,000 a year, okay? What could he possibly get back from this?
So they could get $500.
Okay.
So if they worked from home all of 2020, they would get $500. Let's say they worked from home half the year, it would be $250. And we've created a new website. It's stlrefund.com, where people can go and download a form that we've created because the collector has refused to change the form and the court has refused to change the form, saying, hey, you can still file a protest. So we want people to go to stlrefund.com, get their form. We offer no guarantees, but this is what we think is the best way to go about getting your refund. And if we get class certification, anyone who submits this form would be part of that class.
Okay, so, but as we speak right now, it's not for sure if you file, you're going to get the money.
Correct.
The lawsuit is still pending.
Correct. And class certification is something the city's going to fight because they want to give back as few dollars as possible.
Yeah.
And so we're fighting for class certification because, again, we feel like there's some real rights at play here.
Okay, what are the chances that you win this lawsuit? I mean, does it look good from that standpoint? So if somebody's out there, and for people out there who weren't aware of this,
right,
and they still had to pay their 1% tax, never thought about getting the money back, is it too late to try to recoup some of that money?
No, it's not too late. And honestly, for 2021, people may still be having money withheld. So 2021 is going to present another opportunity for people to seek these refunds. We think the law is very much in our favor on a case-by-case basis. The issue will be whether or not we get class certification. And that's what's so egregious about what the city did here. I think they recognize that, hey, we're going to just break the law and we're going to leave it to each individual taxpayer to bring their own lawsuit, which for $500, nobody's going to hire their own individual attorney to bring a lawsuit. And that's why the class certification piece is so important.
Perfect. Mark, good stuff. Visit stlrefund.com to officially download and submit a protest form to the city. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me,
Frank. Go get my money back, Mark.
All right, submit your claim.